Today, we're diving into the 2025 CrowdStrike Global Threat Report. This is a threat intelligence report from one of the leaders in cybersecurity. And frankly, it reads like a wake-up call for every business leader, security executive, and resilience professional out there. This year's theme, the enterprising adversary. Let's talk about what that means and why you can't afford to ignore it. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at Brightpath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Now, in nature, underestimating your predator is the fastest way for you to become prey. And the same is true in cybersecurity. That's what I took away from the 2025 CrowdStrike report. It shows us with very crystal clear clarity that adversaries are not lone hackers sitting around in a basement anymore. This idea of like what we saw in the movie War Games, which came out when I was like 10, isn't really what happens anymore. Hacking groups are operating like agile startups. They're fast, they're well-resourced, and they're ruthlessly efficient. They're organized, they're strategic, and thanks to generative AI, they're getting better and better by the day as they pursue their criminal actions. CrowdStrike's data shows that identity-based intrusions now dominate the threat landscape. More than 75% of breaches involved compromised credentials. So the adversary isn't just breaking down the door, they're logging in using your IDs, your credentials to do so. Here's a few sobering facts from the report. The first that stood out to me was breakout time. This is the time that it takes a threat actor to get into your system and then begin to move laterally across the environment. That time is now 62 minutes on average. The fastest that they captured was 2 minutes and 7 seconds. So if you're not detecting them within an hour, you're already behind and they're moving through your systems. The second is that 97% of attacks in the report, 97% of the attacks were malware free. 97%. So these are not attacks. These attacks are harder to catch with your antivirus and old school rules. They're stealthy, they're more behavioral, and they exploit your identity infrastructure in a way that we haven't seen as much in the past. The third is that generative AI is playing an increasing role in these data breaches. It's being used to craft very targeted, specific phishing campaigns, to write malware and other scripts, and to mimic human conversation at scale. And the scary part of this, you don't have to be a top-tier actor anymore. Off-the-shelf AI is democratizing sophisticated cybercrime around the world. The report also breaks down activity by the category of actor. Nation-state threats, for example, while China Nexus actors ramped up their activity by over 150%. They are targeting manufacturing, telecom, and other critical infrastructure, sectors that can't afford to be down, critical infrastructure sectors. Russian Nexus adversaries continue to do what they've done in the past, which is weaponize disinformation and conduct cyber espionage, particularly against NATO countries and Ukraine. And meanwhile, just electronic crime itself is evolving quickly. Ransomware as a service, which was a new offering a few years ago, is now booming. Access brokers that have already compromised your systems, your identity infrastructure at least, are thriving. And groups like Lockbit, Clop, and Black Hat are professionalizing. They don't just want a ransom payment. What they want is more leverage and more data and long-term control of systems in the marketplace. So what do we do with this information? Well, if you're listening to our podcast, you're probably already in a leadership role that's tied to resilience or security or crisis management. So I'll offer you three strategic takeaways from the reports. The first is that detection speed is everything. You need to be able to detect, contain, and respond to intrusions within 60 minutes or faster, because that's how quickly that they're moving. That means tuning your tools, practicing response, and testing your containment protocols regularly. The second is that your new perimeter is really identity. If you're not investing in strong identity access management, MFA enforcement, and behavioral analytics, you're leaving your door wide open. And these are gaps that you should close. And third is that you need to think about generative AI as a new threat vector to address. You need policies and playbooks and controls for the use of AI internally and externally. You should treat it like shadow IT, because the adversary is already using these tools as a weapon. If you're a senior executive or board member, I would encourage you to ask some questions. How fast can we detect and contain an intrusion right now? Are we testing scenarios where MFA is bypassed or identity is compromised? Have we tabletopped a ransomware attack that begins with an AI-powered phishing campaign? And do we have threat intelligence embedded as a part of our third-party management processes? And if you can't answer these questions with confidence, now's the time to act before both your board and your adversary do. The 2025 CrowdStrike Global Threat Report is a clear signal. The enemy is faster, smarter, and more capable, but we're not powerless. By ensuring that you're aligning resilience with security, testing what matters, and preparing for AI-enabled threats, you can shift from reactive defense to proactive readiness. Now, that's exactly what we do here at BrightPath through crisis playbooks, tabletop and simulation exercises, and resilient strategy. So if there's anything we can do to help you, our door is always open. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.